Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. And this week, I'm going to talk about marriage. Yes, folks, I'm going there. I'm walking the tightrope of marital bliss. Now, I've been married for 30 years, and we dated for 5 years before that. So I tell folks we've been married for 35 years. I think I deserve credit for good behavior and time served. And no, my wife doesn't find this very funny, but the guys are getting it. What have I learned about staying happily married? Well, Malcolm Gladwell says you must do something for 10,000 hours to become an expert. So as far as I'm concerned, at 30 years or 262,800 hours, I must have 26 PhDs in marriage. What's it take to stay happily married? Well, first, you actually have to like your spouse. Now, there was a study done a while back said most women don't like their husbands. Wow, brutal. But hey, I get it. Living with a guy is not for the faint of heart. Guys have been evolutionarily programmed to hunt and solve problems and pummel things and curse a lot and drink a lot of fermented berry juice. Doesn't sound that appealing, does it? Give us a chore and we're pretty good at seeing it through. Just don't give us more than one chore at a time. Like I said, we need to focus to do our best work. And don't talk to us. We're not going to hear you anyway. See, we have to focus. Oh yes, and thank us. We love to be thanked for our hard work. Yes, I know you're not going to be thanked for anything you do as a wife or mother, but we do appreciate all of your hard work. We just forget to say thank you. But make sure you thank us, because men need lots of positive reinforcement to stay, well, focused. What else does it take to stay happily married? Well, sacrifice. Living with another human being takes sacrifice and patience. Like understanding she doesn't want to watch my loud, violent, apocalyptic science fiction shows, and then if I want to live with her, I'm going to have to watch Survivor and Amazing Race and Big Brother for like 30 years straight. But that's okay. These shows are all about surviving and racing and competition, so it's good guy stuff. Okay, let's review. What's it take to stay happily married for 30 years? Well, you actually have to like each other, have some patience, and oh yeah, you have to admit she's right. And she's going to be right 99.99% of the time, so get used to it. Now, is she really right? I mean, really? Did you really say you were going to stay in the deck this weekend instead of watch football? I don't know. All I know is my wife remembers everything since the minute she came out of the womb. She can tell you minute by minute what she did yesterday. Me? Maybe I could tell you one thing I did yesterday, and that's if I'm lucky. So I've resigned myself to the fact that my wife is always right. Well, that's not quite correct. I've been right 17 times in 30 years. But hey, who's counting? That's been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I like being married to my wife, Kim. She's a great person, so I'm a lucky guy. But don't get me started about my kids. Well, that's an entirely different story.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.